Alina Lewandowska is the frontwoman of Poland's IND, and she's joined The Antidote. It's so good to have you here.
I am also very glad that I can be part of your show.
I have to admit that I do ask each guest the same first question, how their band came together. So how did IND begin?
Oh, Dave, honestly, it is a very hard question because it is, you know, IND started existing long, long time ago. Actually, some people could say that it was in the times when the Holy Spirit was flying over the seas. So very, very long time ago. But seriously, it started in 1999 already. Our guitar player, Michał Paliwoda, was always very interested in music. He learned how to play the guitar from books. There was no internet. Can you imagine those days?
Right.
There was no internet even. So he started to learn how to play the guitar. And I can say he was from the beginning very talented. And when he met Jesus, he wanted to play in a rock band and share that way the gospel. So with his two friends, he established IND. He was first singing and also playing the guitar, of course. One of his friends was a bassist and second one was playing on drums. So it was a kind of Christian nirvana, I would say. Those days it was very popular, yes, to have a rock band consisting of three people. And within some years, the band collapsed, unfortunately. So after a few years, he started to think about reactivation the band. He gathered almost the whole team, but he was missing the vocalist. And in 2007, when I was in that time on a concert of one Christian rock band, I suddenly felt sadness. I was having a great time. It was very spiritual experience, but I was feeling this strange sadness. And I realized that moment that, oh my, I think I shall be on the stage, not in the crowd where I was in the stage. And this desire was so huge that I was praying to God for the band. And finally, one of my friends gave me email to me. And I got invitation from him on rehearsal of IND. And I came with the idea of my own song, because I am also a little bit composing, but I'm doing it in a very, let's say, very general way. And Michał is talented. He's kind of producer. He knows how to match the riffs to the main melodies and make a good song from something very simple. So I brought this song, which I wrote, and we started to work on it. And actually, we made the first song. I remember it very well. It was the song Przyjdź. It is in Polish, and in English we can translate it as Come. And this, of course, the lyrics are to Holy Spirit. And after this first rehearsal, we knew that there was this kind of spark, you know that you really can be great team together, yes? So later on, I stayed, of course, in IND, and later on, Konrad Kuza joined us. He's playing on the bass. And later on, amazing drummer Marcin Mroczkowski. So together we played really many, many shows in Poland, in clubs, on big festivals, and also abroad, for example, in Germany, in Sweden. So in general, it is how it started.
What a great story. Something else that I should have you tell us is what IND stands for and why you chose that name for the band.
IND means actually in Latin, in the name of God. And in Latin, it sounds in nomine Dei. So this is a shortage of that sentence. And why it is such name? Because simply we want to share God's word with people. So we go in the name of God to them and hoping that they will be happy and take Jesus' words to their heart and will follow him maybe.
Something about your band is that its style has evolved over the years. Nowadays, it's less art rock and more metal. Was that a natural change for the band?
I am glad that you said art rock. I really like this because Michał is a huge fan of progressive music and progressive art rock. I am also a fan of it, but not that big as Michał. He's crazy about it. He's going to all concerts possible. So for many years, Michał was actually the main leader and composer. And each of us was adding his part and ideas to the melodies he created. But it was always something additional. Yes, he was bringing the whole ideas for the songs. I was just adding, you know, vocal melodies and lyrics. Mm-hmm. But honestly, after a few years, when Patryk Mroczek joined us, our second guitar player, he brought one song to the rehearsal and later on shared with us with some more. And we were under so big impression that he was, you know, he's a very calm person. He's a kind of introvert. Mm-hmm. And suddenly we understood that he brought really great material and it will be very great songs. So actually the main difference is that the last AP, Psychomachia, was written by Patryk, not by Michał. So probably this is the main reason why it is so easy to notice that our music changed, yes, in style. And Patryk is a huge fan of metal, especially modern metal music. So I think it is why all changed that way.
That's great. I went online and Googled your hometown, Gdynia. Is it really as pretty as it looks?
I can say Gdynia is even better. you know, it is a great place to live, not only because it's not that big city. It is a small city, but it is close to a huge one called Gdańsk. It is like half of our drive from those two cities, yes? And Gdynia is situated at the Baltic Sea, and it is very modern. It is only 98 years old, so we have also plenty of trees. Close to us is National Park. We have plenty of artists, young people in general, plenty of bands, plenty of cultural events, plenty of painters, any artist you can imagine. And I can say it is really a very pleasant place to live.
Speaking about art, does the city's music scene accept your band and its faith-based songs?
You know, when I am thinking about it, I think that we have similar atmosphere to Seattle. Because I have never been in Seattle, but I love grunge music, you know, and I've read everything what's possible about it. So I can imagine it is like that, because here it is a small city and all musicians actually know each other, mm-hmm. even from school, yes? So each of us know what another one is singing about and what plays, if he is believer or not, etc. But actually, thanks to that we know each other, it is probably much easier to tolerate something different, yes? So honestly, I never experienced something bad against us, any kind of abuse or something, just because we are playing Christian music.
Now, something I have to admit to you is that I have no ability at all with other languages. But fortunately, many of your songs have English lyrics. Now, I want to know, is that ever difficult for you, writing songs that aren't in Polish?
Honestly, the only thing I am always worrying is that there can be some grammar mistakes, because I am Polish native speaker, obviously, not English, unfortunately. But honestly, when you trust God, when you trust Holy Spirit, He gives you lyrics. He is writing, actually, because I am always praying before I write anything. And I can admit that really He is writing those lyrics. So it is quite pleasant and easy, in my opinion.
Well, you did make things a bit easy for me by giving me one of the English language songs from IND. It's called Inside, and it comes from your Psychomachia EP. I'm kind of curious about the title of the EP. Can you explain it?
This is very difficult, because this is a Greek word, actually, and it comes from two words, psycho and machia. Psycho means in Greek soul, and makia means to struggle, to fight. So in general, this one word is means fight between good and evil for the soul of the man. It is something each person in the world experiences. It's also spiritual war between flesh and spirit, what we Christians can experience practically every day, I think.
Sure.
And nowadays the world is also on this stage of enormous level of war. Like, we have plenty of wars, real wars right now in the world. There is plenty of sin in the world, like plenty of murders, killing unborn, plenty of depressions, anxiety. We can observe huge tension in general in the world. Yes, so all of this has influence on us, and sins and devil in general is trying to separate us from God. So this war is actually something very real in every aspect of our life. So that's why I decided to write all lyrics about this struggling in today's world and that one which is in our soul.
We need to speak about the song Inside. It talks about leaving your past life behind. Inside your heart, I found the light leading me now. Speak loud to me and break all the lies and lift me up from this dirty mud. Now, you make that sound as if it was personal. So, is this actually your own story?
Yes. One aspect of that lyric is a spiritual war, of course, and obstacles we experience because of Satan. And I was many times feeling, for example, very sick physically without any reason. Yes, I experienced many times pains, although I have no purpose on it, because my tests, everything is very good. Mm-hmm. But I feel such pains very often, and also in my soul, in my heart. So I just wanted to show people that it is something really common, and everyone is experiencing that. And second aspect is really about my conversion to God. When I was 16, I decided to quit the faith because I simply didn't believe in God. I hurt many people and committed many sins. And after approximately 10 years of such life, I met Jesus. And I really remember that moment very well, because it was in December 2000. I was decorating Christmas tree in my home. And I suddenly really realized how many bad things I did in my life, how many sins I committed. But at the same time, I really felt so loved by Jesus, and I knew it was Jesus. It was not any other God or someone. It was Jesus. I was feeling that deeply, deeply in my heart. I started to cry for a few hours because I was feeling so bad because of all of the sins I committed. But I also decided to change my life, yes, and started to be a good person just because I wanted to follow Jesus. I started to read God's word. And later on, I took Jesus as my only savior. And he started to make many miracles in my life from moment of conversion, yes. And he's still doing them. And when I am singing, for example, Speak Loud to Me, it is because I love the God's word. This is my, my ordinary, I would say, meal for every day. And I am trying to follow this word because it breaks and crushes all obstacles in my life. Just tell him, God, please change my life, and he will do this. This song is a reminder about it.
I have to go back to the EP for a minute, because Psychomachia has one big problem, and that's because it's invisible. I looked for it on the streaming sites and iTunes, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. All of them have IND's other music, but not the latest EP. So what is this? Don't you want people to hear it?
Oh, of course we won't, but we did it on purpose, because nowadays we live in a very strange world, like we want everything at once and in one moment, yes. But waiting allows us to appreciate things and enjoy them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And also we are hoping for next shows and performances. We also released plenty of CDs, so we would like somebody first to know our music from CDs, because we are, you know, old school guys, and we prefer music released on CDs than just in MP3 format. So I hope later on probably we will release more music from this last EP to the internet. But on this stage, we are doing everything, you know, step by step.
Alina, I want to thank you for coming to The Antidote for this talk. I really appreciate it.
Me too. Thank you very much for your invitation. It's really awesome to be part of your radio station.